Lila Nishmas of Kleinim is Kamish Ben Avil Malach. Ervin Pergvav Mishnah Aleph. Hadar Iman Nachri Bechatzer. There's one person, there's one Jew that's living with one Nachri in the Chatzer. So they're sharing a Chatzer. One Jew owns a house, and then a Nachri owns an adjacent house or a nearby house, sharing the same Chatzer. O Misha Einam Moide Be'erv. It's Lav Dafka Nachri. It could be like the first Sorrel explains. Akusi, Tzaduki, Apikoris. They all do not believe in the halachas of Erev. Hareza Oisolov, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that even one of these types of people will ask the Jew to carry in this chatzer. So we know Midiraisa, there's no problem at all from carrying from a chatzer to Shasayachid or vice versa. The only problem Midiraisa is from a Shasayachid to Shasarabim, vice versa, or Dalaramas to Shasarabim. Chazal made a takana, Shlomo Melch made a takana that you're not allowed to carry without an Erev, and you're not allowed to carry from one Rishus to another Rishus. Now, normally, if let's say two Jews were sharing a chatzer and forgot to make an Erev, so what could happen is one Jew could be mevatel his rishus. That's all he needs to do. He can say, listen, I'm relinquishing my rishus to the chatzer, and then the other Jew can use the chatzer and carry from the chatzer to his own house, because as far as that, it's all his. It's all one, because the other Jew has no shaychus to it. The Jew that relinquishes, though, since he relinquishes, he can't use anything, because if he goes and he starts using it again, it shows that he's overturning his original relinquishment, and now he's taking bailus on it, and he would assert it again. So he can't use it. They can switch, where the second guy can now relinquish it, and now the first guy can use it. But that's only by Jews. They can be mevatel rishus, and they can even mevatel rishus on Shabbos, the Rav explains. However, a non-Jew, even though really me'ikar ad-din, when it comes to carrying, we don't even look at his ownership as really having any effect on the ability for me to carry in a chatzer. Really, if all the Jews made an Erev in a chatzer, and there was a non-Jew also that had a shaychus to the chatzer, that wouldn't aser the Jews. It's really just considered one. They almost ignore it, legabi these halachas. Because the diras of avodas kachavim is lav shmei dir. It's not even, he's not even considered like he's really living there anyway, that he would have a ramification on their chatzer. However, because Chazal didn't want the Jews to live in the same chatzer as this avodas kachavim, as this nachri, or with the tzeduki, they didn't allow an easy fix where they would just ask this nachri to just be mevatel his rishus, just like another Jew would do. Rather, the only heter would be if he would rent it out. And like the Rav explains, he can even rent it out on Shabbos. Tosafos Yontif explains that this rental, that normally not allowed to do business on Shabbos, but it's not a real rental. It's just to make like a hecker, that he's no shaychus to it. Now, why is renting okay? I thought they didn't want us to live together with them anyway, so why should there be any heter? So Rabbeinu Yonason explains that the reason is because this will also ensure that the Jews don't live next to them, because these other people, the Nachrim, will think that, wait a second, I, the Nachri, am very willing to just give it over to him for Shabbos without him having to pay anything to me. Why does he have to pay anything? So he's going to think the Jew is up to some kind of witchcraft or sorcery. And therefore, they're going to say, no, I don't want to do this. And because they're not going to allow them to do this, the Jews aren't going to be allowed to carry on Shabbos at all, because the Goyim will not want to be maskir the area to them, because they're going to be choshed the Jews for kshafim. And then, in the end of the day, no Jews are going to move into this area. So it'll disincentivize it. And again, we're only dealing with one Jew living with one non-Jew. Now, how much do you have to rent it for? So the Rav says, even pachus mi shavarputa, even less than a shavarputa, because even though to a Jew a value is a shavarputa, a non-Jew, they're even machshiv less than a shavarputa, because the Ovdei Kochavim were more stingy. That's why one of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach is stealing, and even if it's pachus mi shavarputa, like the Gemara explains in Sanhedrin, he's also killed on pachus mi shavarputa, because they're not moichel on pachus mi shavarputa. Rabbi Yezer ben Yaakov Omer, Liolomeno Osar Achub Shnei Yisraelim Osim Ze Al Ze. The only time that a non-Jew would aser the Jews to carry in a chatzer is if there's more than one Jew. When now that you have two Jews, if there was no Nachri in the chatzer and there was just two Jews, they would aser if there's no Erev. So therefore, in that case, if two Jews would aser, so too, if there's a non-Jew, he would aser on them. However, if it's just one Jew and a non-Jew, then it wouldn't be aser. Why not? Even though Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov agrees with Rabbi Meir that Chazal did not want the Jews to live amongst the Nachrim, he held that it wasn't Shchiach, because the Nachrim are choshed for Shfichas Damim, because people wouldn't want to live, if it was just one person, they wouldn't want to live together with a Nachri, because they'd be afraid for Shfichas Damim. Mashen came when there's more than one Jew in the area, there's less of a fear, and therefore it's more likely to happen. So they didn't make a Gzeira on one Jew, because it's not Shchiach. That's the way the Rav explains.